track 8. And now we come to letters to the editor. And there are three this week. Firstly is a letter from John Spears of Bovey Tracy. I first had to use the 101 service in 2016 when a couple of homeless gentlemen demanded money with menaces off me on Cathedral Walk, Exeter, on a sunny August lunchtime. The call was very poorly handled and not registered as a crime. I made an official complaint via my excellent local MP, Mel Stride. A very competent female inspector from Crown Hill called, and the matter was quickly resolved and registered as a public order offence. Fast forward to 2025. Again, I had reason to contact 101. This time, I used the online form, which was very user-friendly. A very helpful gentleman, Scott, from the Force Contact Centre, called me within a matter of hours. They recorded an incident of common assault upon me by a Royal Mail manager when I was a postman in 2011. I've not slept well because of it for years, and I thought that having it recorded, even after all this time, might give me some closure and help other postmen in a similar position in future. Because of there being no active lines of inquiry to follow, and the statute of limitation being reached, which I believe for common assault is 2 years, I was informed that my report would be held on file. I was given a crime reference number. If similar incidents happened to other postmen at the Royal Mail location in future, then of course it could be reopened or lend weight to their accusations. I was given links to victim support and other useful points of contact. I would say, please use the service. It has had bad press in the past, but is much improved. And even if your report cannot be followed up, then it may help in another case or highlight particular areas of risk of crime, which helps in the allocation of much overstretched police resources.
What's happened to Drum Clock? Stanley Lavis of Newton Abbott writes, "It is said that fact can be stranger than fiction. Well, the fact that I'm referring to is Newton Abbott's Drum Clock, situated right in the centre of town. Over the years, many a first date venue and a meeting point for shoppers and visitors alike. Well, our clock has been stuck on 12:15 for the last 5 months. Yes, 5 months. I have visited the Lloyds Banks, to which the clock is attached, on several occasions regarding this matter, but then left no wiser. I've also contacted our Member of Parliament and Mayor, who will now be aware. Of course, the work to bring it back to life will have to be done by experts and may be quite costly, but I feel confident that Lloyds can cover the costs. In all fairness, a few days ago, I visited the bank once again and was told that progress is being made. Yes, I am Newton Abbott, born and bred, being brought up in Decoy when the lake was an open clay mine. I hope many others share my concern, so let's all keep our fingers crossed."
"Sympathy for town's traders," writes Mr. M. Craig from High Week. "I find it amazing that just when Newton Abbott traders are really struggling for customers, the council have managed to paint even more curbside double dashes to stop blue badge holders from parking. The library area is just another example of their short-sightedness. It was always a good parking area for people with disabilities, and it did not cause any obstruction to the flow of traffic. Many blue badge holders have been and are good supporters of Newton Abbott coffee shop and charity shops. They are steadily being pushed away to the point of not coming into town at all, as with many ordinary motorists. The exorbitant parking charges, it screams of attacking the weakest, just the same as the heating allowance. Thinking out of the box might well have helped the traders. They have my sympathy."